This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I just think James Brown sums it all up every morning. I just see him just shaking his head. 6:02 in the AM, Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Ed Norris, Rob Long, Jeremy Kahn. First of all, thank you for all the well wishes that I received on social media, inbox, and on the wall. Thank you for all. Robbie is will be back at work today. Needed a day of rest yesterday after, what was that, Tuesday I left here?
Yeah.
After Tuesday. Needed a day of rest. We chilled out. We watched a lot of one of his favorite all-time shows. Bernie Mac.
You son of a bitch.
Didn't say that.
Well, we watched so much Bernie Mac, and I'm like, dude, you've seen this 100 times and you're still laughing. But he does. I can almost tell you what parts he's going to laugh at. He loves Bernie Mac, man.
All I know is you call this, well, Ed calls today what? I don't want to step on his toes.
Friday Eve.
But I know what.
It is Thursday.
Yeah.
It?
Yeah. But I know.
I'm sorry, man. I normally crank you up for that one. Go ahead.
But I was just gonna say, I hope you're ready for tomorrow because that means you gotta take Robbie to go get his haircut.
You're right.
I know your schedule.
You're right. 11 o'clock appointment with PJ, and he will remind me at some point tonight. Haircut tomorrow, right? Yes, sir. Haircut tomorrow.
Keep it tight.
Oh my God, that's what Mount Carmel did to him, though. He's got to stay shaved. Mm-hmm. He's got to stay well-groomed because back when he went, not so much now, but back when he went, oh, man, Norton was tight on that with the boys. He was tight, and it stuck with him. You know, he's got to be clean-shaved, got to be tightened up top.
I love that it's every week, and it's his thing.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. He gets there, talks trash, laughs. You know?
That's what we do at the barbershop, too.
No, it's not.
Yeah.
Nah,
when I walk in.
First of all, you pointed at Ed.
What?
Okay. So that's not the case. You don't go to a barbershop. You go to a hairstylist. It's a difference.
No, the barber at Great Clips.
It's a difference. That's not.
We sit there. We talk about some
stylist.
Of the 80s music that's coming on over the airwaves.
Stylists.
Yeah.
80s music.
I do go to a barbershop in Sarasota.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. Not a stylist.
Is that after Preston gives you a massage?
Well, I'm doing that for my mom. Rodolfo. Shaves my head, trims up my beard.
Oh, I got to know where you're going. Shaves my head, shaves my... Yeah, he's got paws, kind of scared me. You said there's wax? Is wax involved in that?
Yeah.
Have you guys ever been, like, had your...
Rodolfo.
Rodolfo. I have not had a freshly shorn scrotum in a while.
Have you guys ever had your body parts waxed?
Yeah, I lost a bet and had it waxed.
With your chest?
Chest, arms.
I have a back wax.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I've never.
It's not pleasant.
It's not?
Mm-mm.
Is it like 40?
I don't know how women do 40 that.
40-year-old virgin?
Yes.
It's like that?
Well, you know when they record. So when they did that.
I know.
They did it live. All that stuff was natural reaction.
Exactly.
Throwing out the weird words. So it was almost like improv.
I read that.
Yeah.
Like he didn't know that was. I mean, he knew it was happening.
Yeah.
But he didn't have a pre.
How bad it was going to hurt.
Right.
It was going to hurt.
I was in the Washington Post about having my back waxed.
Really?
Yeah, because when I was the superintendent of the state police, I had to do the polar bear plunge. And Governor Ehrlich had a no nipple policy, even for men. He didn't want us going in. We had to wear shirts. I said, no, I'm going in shirtless. I said, I'm even going to have my back waxed for this.
Oh, nice.
And he wrote about it in the Washington Post.
So you went against the governor's rule?
Yes.
I don't know why he likes you.
Ed said, forget it, I'm freeing the nipple.
I don't know why he likes
it. Free the
you.
Nipple.
Yeah.
It was hilarious. It really was. And then I didn't have it done, so they said it went in fully furred. That's how it was written.
So you didn't have it done?
No.
So you went in there hairy?
Yeah.
Bare? You polar bear.
So the one thing I'll tell you is when they go to, if you're getting wax and they go to rip that piece of paper off, just hope that they get it off in one fell swoop, that they don't lose the end of it and it falls back down, because then you feel it again. It's not as bad, but you feel it again.
So when they go across your chest and it's on the nips.
That hurts the most.
That's what I figured. That's what I figured.
Because I have very sensitive nipples, Rob.
That's enough.
What? I'm not allowed to have sensitive nipples?
You're not allowed to talk about them.
Well, you can talk about them.
I don't want to. Okay. I don't. I never confirmed that.
Well, come here.
I thought about Edgewood. Edgewood. I thought about doing it. Just getting waxed. Because I'm a hairy person. I thought about just having a wax.
You know,
but the only problem is, if you do it once, you got to keep doing it, right?
No.
You just do it once for experience?
Well, I don't have a lot of hair on my back, but it's messy. So up my shoulder, so now I just have my wife do it. She just shaves it. So.
I don't have it on my back. It's straight front.
What is it, when you taint?
It's all front.
Oh, front. Thought he was just going to have like a hair trail or something. What, on your gooch?
The bunny trail?
Don't talk to me about my...
another man's junk.
What the hell is wrong with you, man? What is wrong with you?
Why are you the way you are?
Exactly.
You know what?
I've been asking him that question for a decade and a half.
Go get waxed. Let me know when it's happening.
Let's all go.
Yeah.
No. It's not community for community
view. We can all go get waxed together.
No, you know what? No. I'm not all about that. No.
Why?
No. You sound like Chuck now.
Joe's
hey, I'm thinking about going to get a sandwich. Hey, you all should get a sandwich together and film it and put it on. No.
Boys trip. Joe's in.
I'm thinking about going to the bathroom. You all should all go to the bathroom together and video it and film it. You know, come on, dude. Stop it. You know, at 10 o'clock, we're done. 10 o'clock, we're done.
No, that's not true.
That's true.
No, you and I talk all the time after 10 o'clock. Yeah.
We need a date for this bet payoff. Why is it so hard?
Joseph?
Trying to spend my money. And
Joseph?
Do you want to do it the weekend after the Super Bowl?
All I want to do is win.
No matter what?
No matter what.
You got money on your mind? And you don't give a...
Yes.
We can do it that weekend.
I have something to do every single weekend for the next 3.
Oh, my God, guys. I'm super busy. Can you take me out some other time?
Let me look at my book.
And I can't do weekdays because I work on the weekdays. Jesus.
100%. I don't...
Come on.
I'm not making fun of you.
Yeah, you are.
Out loud.
Yeah.
I mean, whenever you guys want to do it, just let me know. Just look at my game schedule, that's all.
Your game schedule, your game schedule, his social calendar. I need a life. I'm free. I got to get busy.
Your wife is in Florida.
Yes.
You're the happy one. Did I say that?
Yeah.
My fault. 410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Wally Williams will join us later on in the show to talk some football, get ready for the AFC, NFC Championship games. Patrick Mahomes is all the talk of the AFC, NFC Championship games. But Maryland played some basketball last night. Boy, did they play some basketball tonight. That's how you put a game away. We're talking Terps Hoops up next right here on The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.
Young hitch for the rim, for the glass, and jams it home with the right hand. Oh, my good. Grips have got the numbers. Hart ahead to Young. Layup is good. Wide open for Jameer. And he's in double figures for the 17th time. Kevin Willis. A backdoor bounce pass to Young, who went up in the air and with the right hand, a thunderous dunk. for Jahmyr Young. It is a 73-55 Maryland win, and it's all over in College Park.
It's all over in College Park, courtesy of the Maryland Terps Radio Network, right here on 105.7 The Fan. Johnny Holiday, Chris Knocke, as the Terps win 73-55. And folks, you talk about how to close a game out. They closed the game out. Wisconsin got it, Jeremy, I think within, what, six maybe?
Yeah.
And Maryland just went on a run in that game. They stopped all the nonsense, Ed. Julian Reese, I love that guy. I loved him in high school. 14 points for him. Scott with 14. Jahmyr Young, you keep hearing about him. He had 22 points, 5 assists, 8 rebounds, and no personal fouls in 37 minutes of basketball. This kid has been unreal. Hart with 13 points as well. The only starter who didn't have double-digit scoring on the night with 25 minutes. Horrible stat line for Don Carey. He had 2 points and no activity anywhere else. No rebounds, no assists, had a steal. But other than that, Terps got it done, Ed.
They did. I mean, against a Big Ten opponent, they got it done. They're kind of a confounding team. Like, sometimes they look really good, like last night. Again, they beat Michigan the second time after getting trounced the first time.
Yep.
But I tell you, it seems to make, I think Chris Knocke pointed this out, they're much better at home.
10-1, I think, at home.
Yeah, much better at home.
And that's not just because they're playing easy competition at home.
Same
because
teams.
You talked about the Michigan Wolverines that it took your business at home. Jeremy, more importantly for the Terps, what are they, 4-5 now in the conference? Are they 5-5 now in the conference?
Oh, I just hit my mic. Here,
4-5. They're 4-5 in the conference now. They're creeping towards 500, which I think is very important for tournament play. They're now 13-7 overall. I think they get 22 wins and can get 500 in the Big Ten, then they're a tournament team.
I guess the question I would have is that remaining schedule is still daunting, right? I mean, we're looking at, for the most part down the stretch, what would be relatively good teams and some really tough road games, I think. So, I mean, when you start looking at it, you got Nebraska, very winnable game,
yes,
home or away.
Indiana's tough.
Indiana can be tough, especially on the road, but you get them at home. You're at Minnesota, at Michigan State.
That's a winnable game. And Minnesota's a winnable game where they have one conference win, I think, this year.
And Minnesota this year has routinely been double-digit dogs to, like, Ohio State, even when Minnesota was at home, to Michigan. Then you get Penn State.
That's always tough for them. For some reason, Penn State's always tough for them.
Yeah, but usually they have trouble on the road.
Right.
They never win in Happy Valley.
They played Purdue tough on the road, lost to them by 3. Getting them home, you never know.
Yeah.
That's one of those wins you get, all of a sudden that really boosts your tournament play because they look at the way you played them first on the road.
I hope they have everything set up the way they want it before they get to those last two road games, because at Ohio State, and as we talked about, at Penn State, where they struggle every year, I wouldn't like to finish my season that way.
Ed, this team, you think is a tournament team?
I think it's a bubble tournament team, yeah. And because the problem is I think the Big Ten is kind of down this year. The Big 12 has got way more teams in the top 25. The Big 10, I thought, would just be a little bit stronger than it is. So, I don't know. I mean, I think they can, but like I said, the remaining schedule is tough.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, you know, the Big 10 has – Big 12 has more teams in the top 25. But, you know, you look at it, Jeremy, towards the top, only three teams in the Big 10 – with under 4 wins. You know, all those teams are like a game under 500. I think the Big 12 top heavy, but after the Jayhawks, you got nothing really. I think if you look at the teams like Oklahoma State, Oklahoma, West Virginia, Texas Tech, I think from top to bottom, the Big 10 may be more solid.
I like the Big 12. I just think there's too many good teams there. I think they might get 9 or 10 teams in tournament. So, like,
they got Kansas, Texas, Iowa State.
Texas Tech is good.
You think someone below Baylor, Kansas, can get in? You think Oklahoma State can get in?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, you have to look at some of the signature wins, too, because for the Terps, I'll say this much. They're battle-tested up top because they played teams like Tennessee, like UCLA, but they lost to them. They have signature wins against Illinois, Miami. I don't know how much they'll look at a a Purdue loss where you battled back in the second half. You got a win over Ohio State, so you want them to finish strong except against you. But I just don't know they have the signature wins that it's going to take.
I only know one for Oklahoma State, and that's Iowa State. I don't know where the other win's coming from unless they get some moving forward. They have Iowa State. That's it.
Who are you talking about? The
Oklahoma State.
Yeah, no, but Oklahoma State's I think they're a decent team.
Yeah, I just don't know what it's – I mean, they have Iowa State, and, you know, that's naturally they're ranked right now, but I don't see it outside of that. And again, they've got some to be determined on the schedule. I think, you know, you look at the Big Ten, I think the Big Ten's going to have a lot of teams in the NCAA tournament. I could see six, maybe seven for Big 12, but I could almost see as many for the Big Ten as well.
See, and like all the way down to like Texas Tech, is I know they haven't done well in conference play. They've been terrible, but it's a solid team, especially at home. But Oklahoma, same thing. Good home team, West Virginia. So maybe you're missing out on some of this, but definitely I think Oak State can get in. Baylor's going to get in. They're ranked.
Yeah. I think if you look at the standings, I think Kansas on up. Kansas, Baylor, TCU, Texas, Kansas State, Iowa State, I think they're in.
But it's widely considered the best conference in college basketball. So I still think that even some of those teams, when you look at it, some of the losses, I still think one of these teams would get in over a bubble team from the Big Ten.
410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. To compare the two, Oklahoma State 1-5 against AP top 25, Maryland 2-3. So they have more opportunities to play against those top 25 schools. And we'll see going down the stretch. Terps, what are they lacking in your opinion, Jeremy?
Well, three-point shooting has been suspect all year long. I'd say, you know, in talking to the coaching staff, it's consistency because sometimes we just don't know where you're at. And the perfect example is on the road at Purdue. Dead in the first half, phenomenal in the second half. And, I mean, you'd like to say, hey, coach made some halftime adjustments. Maybe he got on them, got them fired up. Or, you know, Julian Reese took off in the second half of that game. I just like to see him be more consistent and stack some of these wins. You need to get into when you get out of conference play to get into March Madness. You need to beat the teams you're supposed to beat, and sometimes the Terps don't do that.
Ed, what do you think the Terps are missing?
I think they're with Jeremy, consistency. Sometimes they don't get loose balls. They're not rebounding. Sometimes it just looks. I don't know if it's sluggish or. And then then next game they won't. They'll be all over it. But because I've heard the coach voice frustration with that as well.
The one thing this team does better this year than they've done in a long time is box out up top. I think that's why the guys in the middle get more rebounds than they've got in the past. And one of the things that really ticked me off with this team was guards coming from the top to disrupt rebounds from your bigs. You don't have that this year. You got some of the same characters. But yet they're doing something as basic as box out. Now you have Reese, a guy like Reese is down bottom. He's only battling the man that he's guarding for a rebound. He's not battling the man he's guarding and some 6'2", 6'3 cat who wants to come and disrupt stuff with a running start. That's one of the noticeable changes, positive changes, the small changes that I've seen in the Terps this year, Jeremy.
Yeah, and you know, like the other thing I'd say about this too is I think Kevin Willard's doing a phenomenal job with players that weren't necessarily his.
Yes,
you know,
so they had what, two transfers?
Yeah,
so, and even those transfers aren't his.
I mean, I think it's the old what was it, Buddy Ryan? Or no, not Buddy Ryan. Who their dad?
I think it was Bum Phillips.
Bum Phillips. Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
I know what you're saying.
Bum Phillips. Yeah, he can beat you with urine and hisin. It doesn't matter. Yeah. You know, like he. Give them whatever player. So I do think they have the right coach, and we'll have to see when the recruiting classes start to come in, how they look. But even then, like if he's not getting the top-notch recruits but guys that play his system well, would you really be that upset if it's a good team? No.
No.
So I'm waiting to see what happens.
We'll take a look at the NFL's AP finalists for end-of-the-season awards at 6:45, but on the other side, Patrick Mahomes says his ankle is fine and he's 100% good for Sunday. Can he beat the Bengals not being a typical Patrick Mahomes? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.
It's doing good. You know, I've had a few days of treatment, a few days of rehab. Excited to get on the practice field and kind of test it out and see where I'm at. But it's feeling good so far.
That's Patrick Mahomes in response to, how is your ankle, Patrick? And he says it feels good. He's confident that he will be able to contribute to his team's success on Sunday in the AFC Championship game. Ed, but how confident are you in his contribution for Sunday?
He's still dangerous, But I think it's going to hurt his game because if he's not mobile, because you know how he is. He runs, he scrambles, he throws off balance. Talking to people who've had this injury, first of all, a lot of guys don't come back. They don't come back this quickly because it's more severe than people think. Mm-hmm. I don't know how bad he is, but it's not a minor injury. And then listen to Boomer talk about it. Boomer Esiason was talking. He had a high ankle sprain and couldn't come back that next week. But when he did come back, he said he was hampered. His game was hampered, his throwing and all. So I assume the same is going to happen to Mahomes. So I think the edge goes to the Bengals this week.
Your thoughts, Jeremy? Can he beat the Bengals in the pocket?
He not only can, he will. I think the Chiefs win this weekend. And, you know, like some of the reports, I would have been more worried if the game was on the road and the travel and all the other stuff. But they've been talking about he's been getting multiple treatments at the facility. I didn't expect him to practice the whole week. They said he practiced. And he practiced yesterday, went through walkthrough the day before. I just think he's built different. And I understand, like, some of the guys that have issues. Like, his arm is strong from any angle he wants to throw at.
Yeah.
So he doesn't need to.
It's the last touchdown pass he threw.
Yeah. I mean, he jumps off the wrong foot. He's so good in the pocket. And who was it that was talking about it? The biggest difference. Oh, it was Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers on the Pat McAfee show, and he was talking about how guys get better. He said, look, there's a lot of good quarterbacks in the league, but the ones that are really special know how to work the pocket. The pocket is the main thing. Being able to kill someone from the pocket, and then you add being able to roll out and make those throws downfield, and it makes you special. And he said Joe Burrow and Pat Mahomes, both of them have this. But I just think that when it comes down to it, Pat Mahomes against that Cincinnati defensive line or Joe Burrow against Kansas City's. Kansas City's defensive line will do something that Buffalo didn't last week. They will absolutely get after Joe Burrow.
You look at Patrick Mahomes, he attempted 648 passes total for the year. 552 of those was from the pocket. He completed just under 71% of those from the pocket for just under 4,600 yards. That's 8.3 yards an attempt. That's ridiculous, number one. 1953 were air yards. 34 touchdowns, 9 interceptions with a passer rating of 109.6. That's from the pocket. Now, that is sensational, but I will add this, though. That's passing from the pocket with a threat of not having to pass with the pocket. So that's the difference. Now, that's a two-dimensional Patrick Mahomes who you have to worry about. You take that to a one-dimensional Patrick Mahomes where you don't have to worry about. Now, Joe, you had some numbers for us as well to add to the numbers that I had.
Yeah, to add on to those, it's touchdown percentage is first in the league, and his first down percentage is first in the league inside the pocket. I believe he's also 12-0 when he throws 90% of his pass. 90% of his passes in a game from the pocket. The Chiefs are 12-0.
Now, he's number one in touchdowns from the pocket with 34. You know who's number two, don't you?
That's Joe Burrow.
Joe Burrow with 32. You know, so these are the number one and number two quarterbacks. Yeah. So it backs up what Aaron Rodgers was saying. Both of these guys get it. Again, the difference between passing in the pocket now versus then, Ed, is now I know you got to do it. Then I didn't know you had to.
Right. Well, there's that. It's also you still throw with your legs. I mean, it's very important when you're throwing anything, baseball, football. So I just want to know how much pain he's in and how much it's going to affect his game.
410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. If you want to weigh in, can Patrick Mahomes Sunday beat the Cincinnati Bengals from the pocket?
I'm sure the medical staff has something for that pain before the game, too.
Oh, of course.
Yeah, but I'll say this. If he's able to practice and walk through, I just think he's built different. And when I was watching him before the injury, again, I was just in amazement by how good this guy is. And I don't think people realize. Like, he does all the things you're told not to do and succeeds with it. Now, it does get him in trouble from time to time.
From time to time, though.
But
I mean, doing things the right way gets you in trouble from time to time.
Well,
I said it before. He's the quarterback that if you watch a game with kids, you tell them, don't do it like that.
Mm-hmm.
Don't do what he's doing because chances are you can't.
Right.
Do as I say, not as I do. That's what my dad used to say.
He's the best quarterback in football. But he has suffered an injury, so we'll see.
Yeah. I think it is problematic because the other thing that he does in the postseason is he will take off and run. And not just run. Like, look at the one touchdown pass he threw to Jerick McKinnon a couple of weeks ago where he's running to his left, he's avoiding, he acts like he's going to go right, goes back left, and then it's a shovel pass for a touchdown. Or it looked more like a jump shot for a touchdown, if you know what I mean. But
yeah.
Because he's different. He's built different. And I'm telling you, like, he's going to, whether or not, I think Kansas City's winning the game. Whether or not Cincinnati wins the game, he's going to keep them in it.
Oh, there's no doubt about that. I agree with you on that. This is not going to be a blowout, not in Kansas City. I don't think whatever you play is going to be a blowout with this guy on the field. But, you know, it'll be interesting to see if he becomes enough, you know, they can make him enough one-dimensional for him not to be as effective as he would be in other. Give me the X factor, Ed. Who else has to perform in this one if Patrick Mahomes is not himself?
Oh. I don't even know the answer to that, unless you get a, you know, you just add a Kelce or something. He's still, you know, just lights it up. Because Patrick Mahomes is the key to their victory. He, without him, they're not going to win this game.
See, I think Pat Mahomes is one of the reasons why they win this game. I think the main reason has to do with Chris Jones and that pass rush. The Kansas City Chiefs are built to get a lead and get after you. Make no mistake about it, with three down linemen, depending on who comes back healthy, and I don't even care if their linemen were healthy, they're still going to get after Joe Burrow. Burrow's been special. I mean, you just listed off the numbers, one and two. Like, me, as I'm talking about Pat Mahomes, I could flip the script and talk a lot about Burrow and just how, I mean, that guy's just ice cold, man. He the throws he makes on third down, some of the decisions he makes, he will make a mistake every now and then, but I think it has to do with pressure, and that's something the Buffalo Bills couldn't get on him.
You know how people say Kobe was an assassin? Because he was just
so is Joe cool. Burrow.
So is Joe Burrow.
Yeah. I agree. That's a great comparison. Different sport, great comparison, though. Because he strikes me as a guy who probably has about the same work ethic.
Yes.
Yeah, he is stone cold, man. I mean, Patrick Mahomes is my favorite quarterback in the National Football League. He is, hands down. Joe Burrow's a guy I love to watch, though. I do. That if he's long as he's not playing against my team, I love to watch him. Because he just has a way about him that's cocky, borderline arrogant, but the arrogance is beat me. You want me to stop? Beat me. That's that simple.
I've said numerous times I'm the president of the Ja'Marr Chase fan club, and I have been since he was in college. I don't know how much longer I can do that being in Baltimore, because make no mistake about it, if you don't already, you will absolutely hate Ja'Marr Chase and Joe Burrow in the near future.
Oh.
If you don't already, you will.
Well, think about this, though. Think about this. You lock up Lamar Jackson. Let's say, you know, one of our receivers becomes a premier receiver, or they go out and get one. I don't think it's too late. I don't think it's too late for the young man to become a premier receiver. But either way, you get one of those. Think about the battles these two could have over the next half decade plus.
Oh,
because I think Lamar is, he'll battle him. So I think you, and I've said this to people over and over. It's nothing like Ravens Steelers. I'm not taking it away from it. But I think it's now for years to come, if Lamar stays, it's Ravens Bengals. I think that's what it is.
Sure is. Oh, absolutely. And they're going to have the same non-conference rivals you have with the Patriots, where they're still going to postseason all the time.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I think you're going to be facing guys like, certainly you're going to face Mahomes again in the future if you're competitive. And the guys like Herbert, and of course, within your division, Burrow and Allen. And they're all young. All these guys are young, so I mean, you're going to face them for a long time.
Let's go out to Harvard County and get Troy. What's up, Troy?
Morning, gentlemen. Real quick before I jump off, before it cut me off, but I don't care what Boomer say, man. Things have changed. It's medical advances and all kinds of stuff. If Patrick say he can go, man. Boomer needs to go shut up somewhere. Sit down.
Boomer Esiason?
Yeah.
Did I miss something?
No, you said
I mentioned it before.
You talked about Boomer saying.
I heard Boomer talking about the injury. He had it, and he said it definitely affected his play.
Yeah, okay. Boomer's a Bengals fan. Shut up, Boomer. Sorry.
He's a terp, though.
Oh, yeah. Boomer's sorry, Boomer.
That's right.
Shut up this weekend, Boomer.
Was he an MVP?
Boomer?
Yeah.
Did he win an MVP?
I think he did.
Here, I'll look it up.
I think he did too with the 49ers. I mean, it was the Bengals the year they lost to the 49ers in the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
I think he was the MVP that year.
What year, Joe?
88.
Yeah, that was the year they lost in the Super Bowl.
Born in 88. How old is that?
Because it was January 89 that they.
Old enough.
Well, MVP and Walter Payton Man of the Year.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So you shut up, Jeremy.
Yeah.
I didn't.
Take it back.
Well, because he won an MVP?
Because he was man of the year. He's a good guy.
Brett Favre won three MVPs in a row.
No, but Brett Favre won no one's man of the year, though.
He did in 95, 96, 97.
And he's not man of the year Walter Payton style, though.
He won the Vicodin Player of the Year. Oh, that's not never mind. I'm sorry.
Who names a kid Norman Julius?
Did you?
It's like the Rolaids relief player.
Player of the year.
Is that his real name?
Norman Julius.
Norman Julius. I didn't know that.
No, I knew Norman. I didn't know Julius. It was his middle name.
That's royal. Julius Assisen. Norman Julian.
I was interviewing him once over the phone, and he got pulled over by the cops while we're talking.
It's me, your brother Vincent.
We're giving out shovels at 7:15, but on the other side, we'll take a look at the AP finalists for the NFL and other season awards. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show right here on The Fan. 6:47 in the a.m. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan. Ed Norris, Rob Long, Jeremy Kahn. In a perfect world, Jeremy, who would be the NFL's offensive MVP?
This past year, who would be the MVP for offense? I mean, I'd probably give it to Justin Jefferson because he's not going to win the MVP.
See, who deserves it, though?
Who deserves it?
Yes.
I mean, that's tough because like I thought Josh Jacobs had a really good year. I always try to look at something else other than a quarterback with this award because the MVP feels like it goes to the quarterback. So, I don't know if that's fair or the right thing. I mean, Mahomes would be the other guy that stands out to me. That would be very deserving because I think Mahomes should win the MVP.
Threw for 5,000.
Jalen Hurts, that's another one that's in that conversation. I
like it. I like it.
Yeah. So,
Ed, offensive MVP, offensive player of the year. Who would be your finalist or your winner? I should say.
It was just not the league MVP.
No, offensive player of the year. Like if we come up with a player of the year offensively.
Well, I'd say Josh Jacobs. One of your favorite running backs. Jefferson's probably going to get it. But I think Josh Jacobs had a really big year on a bad team.
All right. Defensive, Jeremy. By the way, for me, offensive, it would be Pat Mahomes all the way.
Defensive player of the year, you know, you'd have to look at some of the guys that are in the league leading sacks.
I mean, Nick Bosa for me.
Yeah.
It's not even close for me. Nick Bosa. Not even close.
I mean, I'm trying to think outside the box if there's somebody else that's deserving.
Stop trying to be cute. Just give us one. Stop trying to be cute, man. You like these voters. Try to be cute. Try to be smarter than everybody else. The game is in front of you. Who is it?
I wake up cute. What are you talking about?
You didn't wake up like this. Oh, you probably did.
I did wake up like this.
All right, give me coach of the year.
Coach of the year, I'm going to give it to... you know, I might go out to San Francisco and give it to Kyle Shanahan for all he's been through with the three quarterbacks. I like
what?
Nick Sirianni, too.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
The dude is in the NFC. I know you voted before the season was over with, but the dude was a number two seed. Now he's in the NFC Championship with Mr. Irrelevant. Mm-hmm. Who else but Kyle Shanahan?
I would consider Brian Daboll.
That's another good one.
Irrelevant.
No, I got it. But, I mean, the Giants were a three-win team. He got into the playoffs, and they won a playoff game. They got a 13-win team.
Mr. Irrelevant.
Yeah. With Christian McCaffrey.
Oh, come on, man.
Debo Samuel, Nick Bosa. They get the number one defense in the NFL.
Yeah. And the reason why I'm going back to offense, I picked Pat Mahomes, because when you look at what Miami added, that's what he lost, and he didn't miss a beat.
Yeah.
He didn't miss a beat, man. He arguably lost more than anybody, with the exception of maybe Aaron Rodgers. But look at Aaron Rodgers losing his, look at Mahomes losing his. You can tell the drop-off. Well, here are the AP finalists for most valuable player. Now that I'll give you the finalists, I'll let you guys pick. MVP, Josh Allen, Joe Burrow, Jalen Hurts, Justin Jefferson, Patrick Mahomes. I already told you I'm going Patrick Mahomes. Jeremy?
Mahomes.
Ed?
I would have to go Mahomes.
All right. Defensive player of the year, Nick Bosa, Chris Jones, I like that, and Micah Parsons. I'm going Nick Bosa. I already told you that.
Micah Parsons disappeared down the stretch.
Yes, he did.
Maybe that's a little unfair, but he was not putting up the numbers down the stretch that he did in the beginning.
He was a magician, his disappearing act.
But
can't find his ass.
I'm going with old Big Nose's brother, Joey Bosa.
Nick Bosa.
Nick Bosa.
Who you going with that? Nick Bosa?
I already said Nick Bosa, yeah.
All right, offensive player of the year. Here are the candidates. This skills me. He can't be an MVP candidate, but offensive player of the year candidate. Tariq Hill, Jalen Hurts, Justin Jefferson, Patrick Mahomes. Look, I don't believe in that. I can pick two. I'm going Mahomes offensive. Who are you going with?
I'm
going
to do my gritty across the floor because I'm going just Jeff.
Who you going with?
Jefferson.
Jefferson. All right. Offensive rookie of the year. Brock Purdy, Kenneth Walker III, Garrett Wilson. I'll let you go first, Ed.
Breece Hall. Whatever. I'd give it to Brock Purdy. I mean, the story is like right out of Disney. I don't know how you cannot love the story. So I just think it would be, the Disney ending to a Disney movie.
It is a Disney movie. Especially, I tell you what, man, So, like, Jeremy, I tell you what, if they go to the Super Bowl, it's got to be a Disney movie. But, Ed, come on, dude. dude started 5 games.
I know.
How in the hell could you make him offensive rookie of the year?
And you can pick another Jet.
It's just
Garrett
crazy.
Wilson sitting right there. I mean, come on, dude.
That's the dumbest thing I've heard. I'm going Brock Purdy too. By the way, my pick is Brock Purdy.
Not enough games. Garrett Wilson.
Garrett Wilson.
Yep.
All right, I like that. I would go Purdy too, just because of what he did at the end there. All right, defensive rookie of the year. We may all agree on this one.
Sauce Gardner.
Sauce Gardner. Aiden Hutchinson. Tyreek Woolen. Jeremy?
Aiden Hutchinson. Screw you guys.
You going Aiden?
Sauce Gardner.
Aiden Hutchinson was my preseason pick for rookie of the year.
I like both of them, but I would lean Sauce Gardner. Seeing the Jets win both would be kind of
the only
crazy.
Reason I didn't pick him in the beginning of the year because I picked Breece Hall to be the offensive rookie of the year. Mm-hmm. And I felt if I picked two Jets, I'd never hear the end of it.
That'd be cute.
But the wide receiver
you got
this year was great.
Who you got?
Sauce Gardner.
I'm going with Sauce, too. I think we're unanimous. When I saw his name, I knew it.
But you didn't say it right. His name is Sauce.
No, see, I wouldn't say it like that.
It's Sauce.
AP, come back.
What?
Come back player of the year. Saquon Barkley, Christian McCaffrey, Geno Smith.
Ooh.
Wow. I'm going Geno Smith.
I figured that. I'm going McCaffrey.
Damn, I thought.
What?
I was going between Smith and, you know what, give me Barkley. Why not? I think Smith should win it, but Barkley, I mean, you got two different situations where he stayed healthy, led his team to the playoffs, mm-hmm. along with Daniel Jones. I'm not trying to dismiss the quarterback, but Barkley's been predominantly a big part of that.
Geno Smith's another good story.
Mm-hmm.
AP Coach of the Year, Brian Daboll, Sean McDermott, Doug Peterson, Kyle Shanahan, and Nick's, how you pronounce
Sirianni.
It? Sirianni. Who are you going with, Jeremy?
Kyle Shanahan.
I'm going Kyle Shanahan.
I'm going to go with Daboll.
New York. Oh, no, from New York.
Yeah. No.
We played for the same college team.
AP.
That's why I went with him.
AP Assistant Coach of the Year. Ben Johnson, Offensive Coordinator for the Detroit Lions. Nico Ryans, Defensive Coordinator for the San Francisco 49ers. Or Shane Stichen, he is the Offensive Coordinator for the Philadelphia Eagles.
What's this award?
Assistant Coach of the Year.
Oh, D'Amico Ryans.
I'm going D'Amico Ryans.
Yep. D'Amico.
Will he get a head coaching job?
Yep. He's already interviewed for two, and then he told two other teams, I'm waiting until after the season. I got bigger fish to fry. I'm focusing on the playoffs.
You think he'll get a head coaching job this year?
100%.
This year?
Yep.
All right. We shall see. Wouldn't that be the second defensive coordinator from there to get a head coaching job? The Jets coach is San Francisco's defensive coordinator, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. He was San Francisco. Yeah, he was San Francisco.
Oh, that's right. He was.
Yeah. So that'd be the second DC to get a head coaching job from there. 410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show. Shovels at 7:15. But on the other side, James Urban and George Godsey have both interviewed for the Ravens OC position. Are you worried an inside hire could hold the offense back? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.